I said, come on over, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, I said, come on over, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, we ain't faking, a whole lot of shaking going on. I said, come on over, baby, we got chickens in the barn. Who's born, what born, my born? Come on over, baby, we got the bull by the horn.
This is Attention Please, a weekly show here at KPTZ where we feature organizations that are putting on significant events in the weeks to come. I'm Larry Stein. The AAUW, the American Association of University Women, has a very active branch here in the Port Townsend area. And every year they put on a home and kitchen tour to fund their scholarship programs and other activities that they support. Last year it was canceled, of course, because of the COVID epidemic, and this was a very much an in-person event. This year, it's happening. It's happening on the 23rd through 25th of April, but it's happening in the virtual realm, like so many other events that have been reinvented for these pandemic times. I spoke to two long-term members of the AAUW Port Townsend branch about how this year's home and kitchen tour is going to happen. It has a lot of unique features that were not there in previous tours. You'll be hearing from Cheryl Bentley and Jean Stastny. First, we hear Cheryl Bentley.
Well, we have a committee of people who work on various aspects, and I've been doing a variety of things, but my main role is seeing that we sell what we're calling admissions today, this year, because we don't actually have tickets. All the proceeds are used for our mission, which Jean can talk about later, which entails both scholarships for young women and educational programs for younger students, both boys and girls.
Let's talk about all the years leading up to this, how this home tour happened every year. What was the routine? What was the system that you used to organize the home tour in normal years?
This is our 23rd, and I wasn't around in AAUW 23 years ago. So actually 24, because we didn't have one last year. We always have a person who chairs it. Sometimes we have a co-chair, and then we have committee members, and they do everything from helping to select the homes to being in charge of parking when we have a physical home tour. So there's a variety of tasks.
Do you have a sense of, in good years in the past when you had a good turnout, how many people would go on the tour? Do you have a sense of how many there were?
Yes, anywhere from 500 to 600, sometimes over 600 people.
Wow, that is large. So I see why it's a crowd control problem you have to deal with. But in this year, there's no crowd control. You do it at home virtually, like we're doing this interview right now.
Well, what's beautiful about the virtual, there are some good things about, you know, doing things on the computer is, first of all, you don't have to park. You don't have to put little booties on your shoes. And you can be anywhere in the United States or elsewhere. We're selling tickets to people outside of this area. Mm-hmm. I got one the other day from Missouri. So you can be anywhere and watch the videos. We have 4 seminars, 7 houses, 2 condos, and 2 ship galleys. That's brand new. And those are things we couldn't have done before. It's really hard to get a bunch of people to go through a condo or a ship galley.
Hard to get 300 people to go through a ship galley. Yes, yes. So one advantage of doing it virtually. Give us the time frame of when the tour happens. It's not just one day this year. It's a weekend, really.
Yeah, well, everybody has to give us an email address. And it says that on the outside of the passport and on our website. We need their email address, and then on the evening of the 22nd, April 22nd, we will send out a link to the tour. And then the morning of the 23rd, which is a Friday, 10 a.m., it will become live, and it will go for 3 days. It will end at 9 p.m. on Sunday, the 25th. So not only is it accessible, it's convenient. You can watch the seminars or look at the homes several times on over 3 days.
There's a little preview on the website that talks about the event, and there's a little preview of how it's going to look. You do a preview on a simple little kind of modernistic home. But I see you have the option of roaming around on your own with using your mouse and your computer. You also have the option of taking the guided tour that takes you on the tour of the house that you've designed.
And we're encouraging people to use that sample of a tour so that they're all prepared when it comes alive on the 23rd.
Mm-hmm. But when you say it's alive, I mean, the video that people are going to be watching is a recorded video, right? It's
absolutely. But we're saying that the link becomes alive.
The link becomes alive.
Because right. Even though we give people the link on the night of the 22nd, it won't be up to be used until 10 a.m. on the 23rd.
I see. Thinking about it, though, this has been quite a pre-production. I mean, the production of this thing is very heavy ahead of the event. You had to do these very well-produced video tours of these houses for each property.
Well, the person who's the chair happens to work at Coldwell Banker, and they very generously are letting us use their, I guess it's a camera. I'm totally ignorant about how this is done, mm-hmm. but she's been going into all the homes, even the ship galleys, and taking mm-hmm. these photos.
It made me think, when I saw it, it made me think of the video tours you can do of real estate now. So it makes sense that you'd work with Coldwell Banker on that. Gene Stastny is the other person here on with me. And Gene, tell us your role with this and tell us a little bit of your history with these tours.
Right. I am currently the vice president of scholarships for the University Women's Foundation, which is the financial branch of AAUW Port Townsend. It's our role to select and give out scholarships every year to women in East Jefferson County. And most of these are funded by the proceeds of the Home and Kitchen Tour. A couple of them are endowed scholarships, but several of the others are totally funded by the proceeds from our Home and Garden Tour, which is why it's so important to us.
Yeah.
We just give our scholarships to women in East Jefferson County, which is nice. We keep it at home.
And I see there's a range of women's activities that you support. It's not just school scholarships. There's some programming directed towards women that you do in schools. And there's a range of activities that you fund with your
Well, the other thing that we fund are some of the school projects. Like we have a math project for the Salish Coast and Chimicum grade schools. We have a reading program at Chimicum grade school. We used to have one at Salish Coast, but that stopped because of COVID, but we hope to start that up again. So yes, in addition to the scholarships, we do other programs for the local schools.
Right.
There's one other thing that I would add is that we have Tech Trek STEM summer camps for young women, and that's very popular.
So you actually, your organization funds these camps?
A certain number of girls. This year and last year, we were able to fund 12 girls from East Jefferson County to go to the Tech Trek camp. I don't think they had camp last year, but they are going to have it again this year, this summer.
Good. So where do people go to get a pass or get an entry door into this tour this year? How do people sign up and get a chance to take a look at these properties, these houses?
Well, this year we have two options, one of which is to go on our website, which is aauwpt.org. All you have to do is write in AAUW Port Townsend and it'll jump up.
Okay, good.
And so you can buy them online that way. And then the other thing is we have six businesses that sell them. May I mention they are? Okay,
yeah.
So there's Chimicum Corner Farm Stand, Coldwell Banker Best Homes in Port Ludlow, The Green Eye Shade, Over the Fence in Squim, Quimper Mercantile, and What's Cooking. And those both are in Port Townsend.
So you could get your pass to the weekend event there as well as going to your website. I also saw another address when I was looking at it on the web. There's a address tour tickets at aauwpt.org.
That actually is an email address. What we ask people to send their emails to us on that once they've purchased.
So basically, I've found how easy it is to get to your organization. You have good web presence. So AAUW Port Townsend. Did I read somewhere that this is one of the largest AAUW branches there is?
We used to be the largest in the state of Washington, and I think we might still be. Yes.
Yeah. You sure are active. I mean, in the years the radio station's been around, we've talked about this just about every year.
And, yeah, I wanted to mention also, as long as you're talking about the website, that's where people can go to get information about our scholarships and see the criteria for each scholarship and what is being offered. Obviously, the scholarship cutoff date for 2021 has closed. Now, we always award these scholarships in May at our annual meeting. For anyone who's interested in next year, and we have scholarships for high school girls up through college and those in the graduate school. So there's lots to look at.
Can you give us a little sneak preview, at least in your description, of some of the standout houses that we're going to be looking at? Or have you had a preview yourself of some of these places?
Well, I don't think either one of us have been in them. It's sort of interesting, but they all get titles, and there's one in Port Ludlow. It's a condo, and it's called I've Got the Blues. And this is somebody who's got a kind of a blue hue throughout her condo. And then, of course, we've got a couple of ship galleys, as I mentioned. There's one called the Alaska Quest, and then another one called At Ease. And they're both docked at the Port Ludlow Marina. And we've got some beautiful homes. There's one in Maristone. I can't wait to watch the videos to see them. And I really like to go in person to see them because it's somebody I know from AAUW. So.
Well, good. It's really great that they could volunteer their houses for this cause in this way. I mean, it's kind of amazing. We've covered all these organizations that have had events year after year after year, and everybody's adapted to the virtual format in amazing ways, really. But at the same time, we all want to get back to the real in-person way.
Well, there's so many advantages to doing it virtually, but I have a feeling that people are going to want to do it, you know, go in and actually look at a place right on their own.
Right, and see their friends. I mean, the point is, it's such a good social activity too, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We also have another fundraiser. It doesn't raise as much as the kitchen tour, but we do a silent auction every year. We've moved it from being kind of a garage sale to something we call experiences, because a lot of us are at an age where we don't want to acquire more things, but we love doing new things. So, you know, everything, right. Classes to massages, you know, boat rides, all kinds of things like that. So we didn't do it this year. In fact, I was the coordinator for it last year. And I said, I'm not asking a business for anything this year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We all
and,
know that.
But we do that annually, and public is very welcome to join us.
Yeah. So the AAUW is, of course, open for new members. Tell us about people who are interested in the organization, want to join up. I guess they just go to your website and say, hey, how do I join?
Absolutely. And now, of course, they kind of have to go to the website. Right. Because ordinarily, I would say, come to one of our meetings. We usually meet at the Elks Club. We've been meeting there for some time. We've changed our venue, but we certainly welcome people to come to our meetings. And they're always very educational. We have programs. This last year, which was very disappointing, we had a whole program on women's suffrage. Some of it we got to see, some of it was online, but it was really a shame that we had to kind of shortchange that a little bit.
Yeah. There were so many really significant events planned in our community that had to be modified or cut short or canceled right out. Yeah. Thank goodness we're all getting vaccinated now, and I hope we're going to be able to get back together and do the things we like to do.
I would just add that AAUW stands for American Association of University Women. However, we do have men that have joined our chapter.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And we also, they're looking at changing the requirement that you don't have to have a college degree to be a member, because we want to encourage inclusiveness. Our mission is something that many people could be interested in, regardless of whether or not they have a college degree.
Right.
And I do want to mention one of our newer scholarships that we've given now for the past 2 or 3 years. We call it the Technical Career Scholarship. And this is for women who are not going to a university or a college, but who perhaps would like to go to the wooden boat building school or become an electrician or, you know, any other type of career like that that does not involve a university degree. So we're trying to include those careers also.
Sure. I mean, things are really changing. I mean, I have kids who've been through the college period, and I really see how different it is now than when I went to college, and the different routes people take towards their life after their formal education. It's really all different now.
Right. And we wanted to include that in our scholarship program.
That's right. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk about this, and I'm glad we're going to be able to feature it. Let's give the people again the connection to get to it. Give us the website link.
It's aauwpt.org.
.org. On the home page, I think, is the announcement of the home and kitchen tour, and you can join in right there.
Thank you for having us here today.
Listen, it's something we've talked about almost every year. Thank you, Cheryl Bentley, the coordinator of sales for this year's Home and Kitchen Tour, and Jean Stastny, the vice president for the scholarship program for the University Women's Foundation, which is the scholarship granting wing of AAUW. Thank you for taking the time to talk about this. It sounds like a great event. It's on the 23rd through 25th.
Thank you so much for having us, Larry.
Thanks to Cheryl Bentley and Jean Stastny of AAUW Port Townsend talking about the AAUW Home and Kitchen Tour. You can go to their website, aauwpt.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Larry Stein.
I said, come on over, baby, the whole lot of shaking going on. We ain't faking, whole lot of shaking going on. Easy now. I said, shake, baby, shake.